We're on the bottom of Pei Tesh Amud Aleph. The Gemara explained the Chachamim of Rav Chisda of why the three cases we had Tomim and Atome al Atohar and Nokuv al She'eno Nokuv. And then we have a case of Avatiach Kishos v'nimtzu Mora and Avatiach v'nimtzu Saruach. Now the Gemara is going to explain Rav Nosson Raboshia. Well, Rav Nosson Raboshia, the Omer lo Osav lo Klum, the Sakin Shiraim, Avotrumahavi, Rav Nosson Raboshia says that in the case of Tore min Atome al Atohar. So if you did it b'mezid lo Osav lo Klum, doesn't mean that it's not truma. It's truma, but you have to take another truma. Okay? Tanakama holds you don't take another truma because we're afraid that if you say the first one's truma, he won't take a second truma. So why does Rav Nosson not be afraid of that? Right? My shnoa mehodishnan, why is that different than the following case? Min hanokuv al she'enu nokuv, trumaso truma, velo socha la chiyotzi oleha truma maisri mokomachin. Right, here we see clearly that the Mishnah says min hanokuv al she'enu nokuv, the truma is truma, not like, and we're not afraid that he won't take another one, right? But he can't eat it till he takes truma from another place. In other words, takes truma and meiser again from that same thing. So here we see that we're not choshish that if we make a truma, the original one, he won't take a second one. Shemar shani hocha the midioraisa truma al yisahi. In this case, what's it called? In our case, it's mamish truma, mamish k'rabaloi. The Om Rabaloi, menayin l'torim min haro ala yofa shetrumaso truma. What we're talking about taking min haro ala yofa, it's truma min haTorah. And therefore, what's it called? Right, it's truma min haTorah. D'chsiv lo sisal av chet, barimcha meschel bo mimenu. You won't have a chet if you take the good. Mashma, that if you don't take the good, you'll have a chet. The main kodesh and see a chet lama. What's the chet if you didn't do anything? If you didn't accomplish anything, then what's the chet? So if you took off the bad from the good, mashma that it takes effect, then you did something wrong. But if it has no effect at all, what did you do wrong? Mikan l'torim min arol ayofish truma so truma. Rashi, ma'ishno mehodisnan lo socha l'kohen at sheyitin al sozu truma ma'isim makom acher. The mechaskinan lay betevel gomel, right? We consider the what's it called? What's left? What the truma that was taken tevel gomel. In other words, the kohen can't eat from that what's it called truma till he takes off truma and maisus from the truma itself. Because the truma, what was the case? The case was min when hanokuv al she'en hanokuv, right? So the nokuv is chayiv in my truma shemaisers, and the eno nokuv is potter. So it's minachiyuv ala ptur. So basically, when I took off for that other thing, this truma, it's not truma. If it's not truma, it's still tevel. So the kohen can't eat it; he can't eat tevel either. So I'm giving him some tevel. So until before the kohen can eat that truma, he has to take off truma shemaisers from it, and then he can eat that truma. I mean, in the case of min ha ro al ha la yotha, there Rav Nosson Raboshia said that it's truma, and you have to take off another truma. But the first one's truma; it doesn't say you have to take off truma and maisus from that truma. So what's the difference? Why, in the case of min ha ro al ha yotha, the truma is good truma; you just have to take another one. And by the case of Nokuv al She'eno Nokuv, the Truma you have to give to the Kohen, but he has to take Truma Semaisis from the Truma itself before he can eat it. And the other case, we didn't say that. So Mara's answer is that by the case of Ro al Yofa, the Truma is good Truma. But the Evid is Chal. So he doesn't have to take off anything more, it's Truma. But in the case of Nokuv al She'eno Nokuv, it's Menachiyuv al Aptur, it's not Truma at all, it's Tevel. The male, you have to take off another truma semaisis from the truma itself. Because the truma that you took off is tevel. It's from nachiyuv al haptur. It's not truma. It can come okay. Lo haya lite lekohen shem yisruk tevel tomei. And therefore, you can't give it to the kohen because maybe he'll burn it, like he would any truma tomei, right? And he should have to take off truma semaisus from it. V'asher ladliko can mukhel b'tarav amevadlikin. Same thing in the case of the. Min ha-tomei al ha-tohar or min ha-roh al ha-yofa should be the same halacha, right? We're going back on the tomei al ha-tohar, which is min ha-ra al ha-yofa, right? From the bad, which is tomei al ha-tohar, we shouldn't be able to give it to the kohen because he's going to burn it, and you can't burn tevel, you can burn truma. Where sashani hocha b'tomei v'tohar min yoraisa truma al yisahi, wherever it's a shayla of bad on good. There, it's truma min haTorah b'diavad. Avol min hanokav al she'ein hanokav havi li miachiv al haptur. The kivan haptur kol mafrish lo chayel lo shein truma. Since you're taking this for the other one, for the one that's potter, it's not truma. So it's really still tevel. Hilkach tevel hu. V'osar af l'kohen. For rabbanan hu de gazri le misva l'kohen. The rabbanan were gozer to give it to the kohen. Hoel v'korol le shein truma. Since you call the truma. Right, people are going to think that you have truma, you can give it to the kohen. So you have to give it to the kohen, but you're actually giving him tevel. So he has to misaken it. The Israel says, Shenasna, tzorech lahafrish ala truma meiser. Then tzorech lahazur lahafrish lima she'ein nokuv, the truma delay mid rabbonan he, for ha'afrish alay. Right, mid rabbonan, you already took off truma se meiser, so on the one that was ein nokuv. And the one that's nokuv, you have to take off the truma that you took from the one that's nokuv, you have to take off truma se meiser. Right, the case of nokuv she'ein al nokuv al nokuv is in aptur al chiyuv. There's really no chiyuv at all. So you call it she'ein truma. So it's really chulin that they call truma that the coin can eat. Umutur the coin. The havi leimin aptur al chiyuv. Hilkach afal gav dehoda afrish alo lo mifter b'hach truma v'lo chayol le'shem truma. But where it's min ha Chiyuv al haptur, the chiyuv is chayiv. It's tevel. You took off truma for something that's not chayiv truma. It doesn't become truma. It remains tevel. Afilu haki lo amrin lo socha. The holo ichmas lo ni yochel la koin betevel. The ain't allowed din tevel truma because only the rabbanan. The other case min ha ptur al chiyuv. Okay. Velo sisu ha im lo sarimu min amuvcher tisuche. If you didn't take off what was good. Took the bad, you're going to get a chait, right? The main kaddish nasiyas chait lama. There really is a big kash over here because there's a sugya of in Bechoros. Is it Bechoros? I think so. Yeah. Of what's it called? Of Yovid Mahani or Yovid Lomahani. Whatever the Torah said in Isser. If you did the Isser, does it help or not? Does it you make an effect? And the Torah said don't make that effect, or does the Torah said don't try to make that effect? And there's it's Machlokas Rav and Baya, and then one of them holds, I remember now who, that Yovid lo mahani, that wherever the Torah said don't do it, it doesn't help. But the Isser is trying to do it. Right? Trying to do it. So why don't we say the same over here? Really, it doesn't help. And it's not what's it called, it's not truma. But since you tried to make it truma, that's why it's usher. That's why you have a nesias chait. But it's mistaber over here. You didn't do anything. By the other cases where you at least you tried to do an isser, there was a maisa isser. But over here, there's no maisa isser at all. If nothing's accomplished, you have to still take off another truma. So what'd you do wrong? It didn't work. So you have to do it again. Where you did something wrong, you didn't do anything wrong. You just didn't do what was right yet. So it never accomplished anything. Okay. Okay, so now the Gemara says like this. Omar le Rabbel Rav Chisda, l'didoch da amris lo osa v'lo klum, kol ikr, according to you, that l'maisa, that you didn't accomplish anything, meaning that the truma that you took, min ha tomei ala tohar, is really good truma. Because b'di'evet, it's truma. But we're going to make it now that it's not truma at all, so you'll make we'll make sure that you take off a second time. Because if we let it be truma, we're afraid you'd rely on that, and you wouldn't take off a second time. Okay? So the Rabbanah made a takana, you have to take off good truma, and we're not going to let the first truma be truma. Okay. So may dafilo ahu griva hodilativli, that the original truma you take, which is truma, becomes tevel again. How does that work? My time, the reason that the Rabbanan did that is because we're afraid that if we let the first one remain truma, you won't take a second truma. So me committed to me a raisa havi truma mishum dilma parshav kur Rabbanan lechulin the chibes and mas and lakar davar min ator. The maisa, how could the Rabbanan do that? How could they take something that was truma min ator and make it tevel and say it's not truma? Can the Rabbanan, what's it called, uproot things from the Torah? They're mamish taking something, a Torah law, and changing it and telling me that what the Torah says is truma. We're calling tevel. It's mamish tevel. Well, how could it work? Omerlei the atlo tisbra. Now we're going to connect it to our sugya. You don't hold it, you can do it. The Rabbanan have that power. V'asnan, we have a mishnah, our mishnah havlad mamzer mizel mizel, right? That the husband comes back and he subsequently has children with her. She goes back to live with him and she has a child. So, and she had children from the second husband. They're both mamzerim. Gemara says, Bishlama Misheni Mamzer. The second one's a full fledged mamzer because she was from a man who lived with her when she was a married woman. Now it turns out that now she was married. So the child's a mamzer. No shayla. Elami Rishon Amayishto Amay. But by the first one, why is the child a mamzer? Ishto is his regular wife. But you can't, his marriage is fine. Problem is, she was mezana with somebody else. And she's mutter, really, mikra din, to go back to him because she never married anybody else. Not any heter, right? She married a man who she thought she could marry, but she couldn't marry him because she was a married woman. So the halacha is, if a woman's mezana, she can go back to her original husband. So what's it called? Why, especially here, it was really an onus. It's only the Rabbanan that she's asked. Rabbanan asked her. So then, why is she? What's it called? Why is the child a mamzer? The Yisrael ma'al Yehu, the Kosherin live with mamzeres. He's a mamzer. He's allowed to marry a mamzeres. So it comes out the Rabbanan makes somebody a mamzer who's really a regular Yisrael, and they're permitting him to marry a mamzeres when he's really not a mamzer. So how the Rabbanan permit something that's awesome? So you see that they can change laws. Omer lei hachi omer Shmuel, asher mamzeres. Right? He's also, he can't marry mamzeres. He's a mamzer who can't marry a regular Jewess, but he can't marry mamzeres either. Because the Rabbanan couldn't make him into a mamzer for the kula, they could make him a mamzer the chumra. They could tell him, you can't marry a regular Jew. But they can't tell him, you could marry a mamzeres, you're not a mamzer. The chen ki also rav and amr of Yochanan also mamzeres. Right, when Rabbi Yochanan came, he also said the same thing. I v'amei koyle said, why is he a mamzer? Because a mamzer should be mutter mamzeres. La also Rasul, he's a mamzer in so far he's not allowed to marry a regular Jewess, but he's not a mamzer la gabi the kula that he could marry mamzeres. He said mamzer the rabbanan. Mamzer the rabbanan is also bas Israel and also to a mamzeres. Let's see Rashi. The osur vas Israel uknosu bi'almahu. The Rabbanan made a knas that they made her children mamzerim lahachmir ulahachmir v'lasu siog l'torah ve'enzu akira. Not pulling anything away from the Torah. The Rabbanan have a right to be machmir and to make a siog l'torah. They can't be makel and take divrei Torah away. Aval hakel of divrei Torah akira he. Right? They can't pull away a halacha. I either Rabbanan asked you from blowing shofar on Shabbos, or taking lulav and esrog on Shabbos, but there also it could be not an akira, right? They didn't take away the mitzvah of shofar or whatever. What they did is they said we're asking you from doing it, and there's a mitzvah to listen to us. So the mitzvah is still there, except you're not allowed to do it because the Rabbanan said not to do it. So they're not changing a law of the Torah. They're just telling you not to do it. Shevi al kasa, right? Oh, there's another possibility, and we'll see at the end of the sugya that the Rabbanan have a power to be oker davar min haTorah b'shevi al kasa. Some say it means that they can't be Oker Min HaTorah B'Kumvi Aseh. They can't tell a mamzer marry a non-mamzer marry a mamzeres. That's Kumvi Aseh. But they can tell you we're taking away a mitzvah, and the mitzvah is not a mitzvah. In other words, they can absolve a mitzvah b'sheid al ta'aseh. Don't do it. The nakamina is, what if you did it? What if somebody blew shofar on Shabbos? Does he have a mitzvah in that Torah, except he's over an issur d'rabbanan, or he has no mitzvah at all? Because the rabbanan took away the mitzvah. That's a shayla. Okay, let's go on. Mara says, Sholach le Rav Chisda the Rabbah biyad Rav Acha bar Rav Huna. Rav Chisda sent a message to Rabbah by way of Rav Acha bar Rav Huna. The ain beis and masin lakrodov min haTorah. You know, it comes out now that we say the beis and doesn't have the power to uproot something from the Torah, right? To do something connected to the Torah. Okay, b'kum v'yaseh. But Tanya, me'imo say adam yoris es ishto k'tana. Case like this, one or two cases. A man died, and he has a daughter who's not bas mitzvah yet. So, if he would be alive, he could marry her off min haTorah. Torah gave him the koach to marry her off. But since he's dead, the mother, the brothers, only have a koach mid rabbanan to marry her off. Really, nobody can marry her off. She can't have a kedushin d'oraisa till she is bas mitzvah. But, in order that she shouldn't be mezana, the Rabbanan made a takana that you can have a kedushin to Rabbanan, which is really not a kedushin, but the mother and the brother can marry her off when she's a ketana, and before she becomes a gedola, she can be mamayim. She can just walk out of this marriage and say, I don't want it, she doesn't need to get, whatever, since it's only kedushin to Rabbanan, the Rabbanan gave the power to absolve it without a get, as long as she's still a ketana. So now, it's machlokas really. Okay, whenever she can do it, she can do it. Okay. So so now the father died and the mother married her off. So she's married to this man, the Rabbana. Okay. So me'ema say adam yorish. At what point does he inherit from her as a husband will inherit his wife? Beishamei omrim mishitamud bekomasa. The Shammai says the way Rashi learns when she's a gedola. Tosfos learns when she looks like a gedola, even though she's not. Beis Hillel omri mishitikonis l'chupa. Beis Hillel says from the time she is nichnas l'chupa, even if she doesn't look like a gedola, and even if she's not a gedola. And that's for sure, because even a regular husband doesn't yarshin his wife from Erisim. So she's no better than a regular marriage minatora. Rabbi Lezer Omer Mishiti Boil. No, she needs all three things. She needs chuppah, and growing up, and that the guy had beer with her after she was a gedola. We'll see Beishamei, Umitami La, and at that point, Mishiti Boil. The Yorsha, at that point, he's Yorishar, Umitami La, and he's Mitami if he's a Kohen, he's Mitami to her, like his wife. The Ochelas Begino Truma, and she can eat Truma because of him. This is if he's a kohen. So now the Gemara goes over it. Beishamei omri mishitama b'komasa, when she becomes a gedola or when she looks like a gedola according to Tosfos. Afagav lo nichnas l'chupa, even though she didn't have a chupa. If she didn't have chupa, then a regular woman doesn't is the husband not yarshin her. So why should she be better? The Gemara says ema mishitama b'komasa v'tivans l'chupa. Need two. Beishamei is machna. He doesn't yarshin her until she's a gedola and she's nichnas l'chuppah. At that point, there's Yerusha and what's it called? Nichnas l'chuppah, and either she looks like a gedola or she is. The Hachi Kamba Le Beishamei Tzil. This is what Beishamei said to Tzil. The Kamriso Mishitikonis l'chuppah, I omda the Komosa Mahanya l'chuppah, the Lolo Mahanya l'chuppah. The chuppah only helps if she's already what's it called, big. At that point, the chuppah will help. Even though the chuppah was done when she was a ketana, still, that'll help. Rabbi Lezer Omer Mishiti Boil. Rabbi Lezer says that she has to have bia. I've Omer Rabbi Lezer in my ketana klum. Right? L'chora, if it's talking when she had bia when she was a ketana, Rabbi Lezer says that a mice of a ketana, mice of bia of a ketana is zero. The compass is nothing. Mar says, Ema Mishitagda with it. He needs all three things. That she grows up, and she has chuppah, and she had bia. All three things. Until that point, the husband doesn't yarshin her. Ketanim niyas yarsha. The Maaseh says that he yarshins her. V'hacham d'raisa avua yarshla. Really, the father, meaning the father's yarshin, yarshin her, because she's not married. So if she dies, who is her relative? Her father. There is a possibility, we learned this before, of the father being alive and still her kedushin being d'rabbanan. And the mother, and the father married her up. Where he married her once, and she was got divorced. He only has one shot at this. So his second marriage of the father is only d'rabbanan. If the father marries her a second time, then it's only d'rabbanan. If she got divorced or widowed when she was a ketana, she comes back to her father, but he has no rishus to marry her a second time, but d'rabbanan he can. So father's possible to be alive. He's the one who should yashin her. It's not a kedusha. She's not married to this guy. He's not her husband. Really, minatora. She's just permissible zunos. So he doesn't yashin her. So really, the father shouldn't. The rabban took the yerusha away from the father and gave it to the husband. So they're oker davar minatora. Umid the rabban and yaris labal. The Gemara says no. Here it's different because the rabban do have a koach when it comes to money. Hefker based and hefker. They were mafker the moment and gave it to the husband. Shiloh hefker based and hefker means. Hefker beis and hefker means they made it hefker, and the mele the husband, the father can take it, their husband can take it. Or no, they gave it to the husband. Hefker beis and hefker, they can take it away from one person and give it to another person. See from the psukim. Dom Rabbi Yitzchok menayin she hefker beis and hefker. How do you know that the rabbanan have a koach when it comes to money to take money away from somebody or even to give it to somebody else? Shenemar kol asher lo yovel v'shloshes hayomim ba'asas asorim v'askenim yochram kol rechusho v'hu yibodl mikal agola. Anybody who doesn't come within 3 days, right, will machram his rechusho. This pasuk is mashma, they can take it away, not they give it to somebody else. Somebody now is hefker, somebody takes it, he's called it, but they can't designate it to somebody. The second pasuk of Elezer omer mihocha Israel. Why did it say Rashi Ha'avos L'matos? You say Rashi Ha'matos. That's the way it always calls it. The heads of the matos. What's Rashi Ha'avos L'matos? The Chimayinin Rashi Meitzel Avos. El Alomer L'cha Ma'avos Manchilim B'neim Komashi Yirtzu. Af Rashi Manchilim Esa'am Komashi Yirtzu. They can give to somebody what is not theirs. They can take it away from one person and give it to another person. This pasuk is mashma, the koach is not just to take away, but also to designate. They can give it to somebody else too. But in any case, we learn from these psukim, we don't learn the halacha from these psukim, we learn that the rabbanan have that kind of koach. When it comes to money, they have the koach of imminent domain, right? They can take away somebody's ownership. Rashi. Es ishtok tana im mesa. If she died, right? Obviously, if she didn't die, he's not Yorisha. V'lo amrin in shema asidu haishel amayin. We're not afraid that maybe she'll be mamayin, and then she wasn't his wife, and now he got the Yerusha. Yishtakak belav ishto habe. Ubi yisoma askin. We're talking about yisoma. Okay. Or yisoma b'chayi ho'av, like we said. She's like a yisoma, but her father's still alive. Mishatama b'kamosa, shtagia l'pirka b'shonim v'vaseya. Rashi learns it means she's a gedola. Like we said, Tosa says she's not a gedola, she just looks like a gedola. At that point, she was probably not going to be mamayin. The afagav v'lo nifnas l'chupa, v'al kaimel l'afil b'gedola, ishto arusa, lo onim v'lo metame, lo mesa in yorsha. Even a regular kedushin d'oraisa, until nesuin there's no yorusha. So it can't be better by a kedushin d'rabbana. So it must be that everybody holds she has to have chup. Shaila is what else you need. The Omer of Elazar ain't my sectanic, Columba Perak Beshame. Midarai Savu Yarisla, Columba Krove Ha'av Yarsila. The father's dead, he can't be Yorisher, but his Yorishim are Yorisher, and not the husband. Dinisue Ktana Midarabana Ninu, Mishum Dolo Yin Haguba Minik Hefka. The Rabbana made a takana that they could, that she could get married, that she shouldn't be Hefka. Kid the Omer Becherish, and also Pikachas. Aval Torah, the Torah didn't give the power to the mother of the brothers to marry her off in the Torah. It's only a condition to Rabbanan. So really she's not married to this guy. So who should really yarshin her? Her father. Or her father's yarshin. And the Rabbanan took it away from him and gave it to the husband. How could they do that? Hefker based on Hefker.
The Chomnidi, the Mamon, the Lavakira, when it comes to Mamon, they're the Rabbon and do Epsilon. They're not changing the Torah's law. They're just taking the money from one and giving it to somebody else. They're not saying that the father doesn't yarsh it. He does. But as soon as you yarsh him, we're mafker the money. And we designate it to the husband. So we're not changing the Torah's Yerusha. We're after the fact. We're making it hefker. Kol asher lo yavo b'sefer Ezra. V'rashi ha'avos l'matos havei le l'michta v'rashi matos b'nei Yisrael. Why say Rashi ha'avos l'matos? New lashon to tell me avos and Roshim have a connection. Just like the Roshim can, what's it called, the can just like the avos can be manchel their children, so could then the Roshim can do the same thing. Chani merkash yom asekus baruch uslach yisrael ficha chibrem tol mitzvah shenemar ad noich hafei tzoman tzimko yagdil tarov yagdil
yiskadal yiskadash mei rabo vio modi brok yus tegam nich malchusay v'chay yichon vio meichon v'chay yidach obit yisrael bagol ol vizman kol ilim ruon mei rabo 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 ויסעדור ויסעלה ויסעלול שמי לקודשו וריחו ואיבא מנפול ויחסו ושיבסו ותשפחסו ונחמסו דם ירון ואומרו ואומר ישראל ורבנו לא תלמידי הון לא כל תלמידי תלמידי הון לא כמון דעוסקין בוראי סודי ועשרו קדיש עוד אין ודי וכל הצוותה אלא הון הולכון שלמה רב הולכינו וחיסו ורחמים וחיים יריחים זונו רביח יפוקנו מן קדמו גוון ובשמי ובערו רבים רואו אמן שלמה רבו מן שמי וחיים טובים עולים ועל כל ישראל רבים רואו אמן עושה שלום ומרום ועלו ורחמון יפה שלום עולים ועל כל ישראל רבים רואו
אמן
You can't marry a Basha or Mamzer. You can't marry anybody.
Nobody.
Why not a Gioris? You can marry maybe another Mamzer to Rabona. Gioris, you have something to marry.
It's like for Shekhanim, that a real specialist.
Wait, yeah.
Yeah. And what is the source of this Ra al Yofa? Is it from Shelbo?
Yeah, Shelbo. Shelbo means a good partner.
But I didn't think Shelbo was not really a field. It's not
no.
A field.
What?
Shelbo, I didn't think it was
a field. No, it says, Shelbo means you have to take from the good. Uh-huh.